Here's a thought I'll title, Being Open, Being Receptive. And it's based on the simple idea that there are two approaches in the creative life in photography. One is to come up with an idea of what we want the world to look like, some idealized projection from within us. And then we go out and search in the world or go into our studio and create whatever it is that we want to show up in our photographs. In the landscape, which is probably a more difficult area to create in as compared to making something for the purpose of being photographed in your basement, that's a whole different kind of thing. But in the landscape, one of the common methods I see is that people have an idealized landscape that they would like to represent. So they go to an idealized location, they look for idealized light, they look for idealized positions so that they can create compositions that are spectacular. And in one sense, you could wrap this entire approach into the idea of imposing our photographic aesthetic will on the world and looking for that rare opportunity when the world meets our aesthetic expectations. Some great photography can be made, has been made. It's the basis of so much of photography these days. And I understand perfectly well why people want to pursue it, because there's a rarity factor. When all the pieces come together and they all fit, wowee, it's marvelous. But that's only one approach to the creative life. The other approach, in my way of thinking, comes from Lao Tzu, who always advises us to go with the flow. It doesn't mean giving up free will, but it does mean that fighting nature can easily become a losing battle. It's the swimming upstream kind of thing. In photography, going with the flow implies using the light as it is, using the subjects that fall in our laps, being receptive to the photographic opportunities before us, rather than assume a sort of dictatorial commandment of trying hard to bend nature to fit our aesthetic expectations. I've always advocated the being open, being receptive kind of approach to photography, not because it necessarily makes better photographs. I don't think either approach makes better or worse photographs, but they are considerably different, not only in terms of the resulting photographs, but also in terms of the experience. One of the keys in the art life is to recognize the extraordinary in the ordinary. That is to say, we can use photography as a means to fine-tune and hone our sensitivity to what is, rather than try to push onto the external world our predispositions. The receptive, being open approach appeals to me. I like the idea, when I'm out in the field, of trying to tune my inner sensitivities to the vibrations of the world around me, so that I become more receptive to what's happening, instead of trying to push the world to match what's happening in my mind. I prefer the humble approach that's encapsulated in the philosophy that nature never makes an aesthetic mistake. I remember a lecture Alan Watts gave once where he said, when you've been down at the ocean and you're looking at the waves rolling in hour after hour, do you ever see a wave that makes an aesthetic mistake? Every wave is unique. Every wave is different. Every wave crashes on the shore with a different kind of energy, etc. But they never make an aesthetic mistake. That, to me, seems to be a much healthier attitude for pursuing photography than insisting that waves behave a certain way so that you can make the really spectacular breaking wave. Nothing wrong with that. I like photographing breaking waves too. But if I'm there solely focused on the giant breaking wave, I may miss all the other waves that are beautiful in their own right and each subtly different. That's what I mean by being receptive, by being open by letting go of our aesthetic mandates and cultivating a kind of cooperation with the light and the subjects and the life that's before us every day.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.